Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really, or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Mattingly swings and he has a drive to deep right center. It is high, it is far, it is gone. Back to back, Nina belly to belly.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on The Fan, 877-337-6666. Every song sounds good today.
I'm fired up, baby.
Hey, these days are rare. It's far and few between that you could go out there and enjoy a playoff win, a series win, especially one like that. Like, too many times we've been burnt. I don't care which team you root for. Most of sports, most of being a sports fan is misery. I mean, that's just a fact. Even the Yankees, seriously.
Yeah.
Even the Yankees have been the most successful team, haven't been a World Series since 2009. Think about that.
Yeah.
So, and that's the gold standard. Yeah, okay, the Giants won two Super Bowls in recent memory. It's still, like, look at the majority of time, the majority of being a sports fan is misery. Last night, however, right now for the Knicks, it is not misery.
Well, this is why this came up yesterday, too. This is why now you see the way we feel today. This is why I would pick, I know it sounds crazy, the Knicks over the Jets to win that championship anytime somebody asks me.
Because it's everybody together?
This is one round.
Yeah.
Now imagine if the Knicks beat the Pacers. That's another 12 or 13 days of craziness and awesomeness.
Yeah, I get
and
that.
And then you got to win the Eastern Conference Finals. Then you got to win the NBA. It's a month of how we feel right now.
Right, but
it's more than a month. What do I say? 2 months.
When the question comes up, I would envision it more, not the ride there.
But that's all. The ride is everything.
Well, how about when it's over, though? The Jets have won the Super Bowl.
Can you imagine those? The have won the championship.
Yeah.
Does that sound... It doesn't
it
seem...
It actually does not sound believable.
Well, yeah, and it doesn't seem as, like, I know when you say, like, the Jets have won the Super Bowl, it almost seems like it's a comedy bit. You
neither,
know what I mean?
Yeah, neither
you know,
of them feel
but
real.
The Knicks have won the championship. We've never seen them win.
Right, which is
it's
maybe,
really the same thing.
Which is maybe why fans act like they did, in fact, win the championship when they won a first-round series, which is not, actually, it wasn't even last night. I don't think it was bad last night.
Any fights or anything go down that would have been ugly last night in Philly? I was wondering, hopefully not.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Did you see anything?
A video
there is a new video on the Sideways Sports Talk Twitter page, the ones that did the Bing Bong infamously a couple years after the Celtics game.
Oh, so they did like another Bing Bong thing? I can't get
it.
Oh,
this one.
Are there curses?
We can't play.
Okay, we can't play. So,
we'll watch it off air. It's phenomenal.
As soon as I go to break, I'm going to watch it. I saw something yesterday, and I was going to retweet it, and I was going to, you know, start whatever, hitting him with some shots. But I'm like, I'm just too old for this. I don't care. I always say that.
Yeah, I need to get in the muck. And
I don't jump into that muck, and I don't, even if somebody, you know, and I see it all the time, people say stuff about the show. I get a lot of great things, but I don't respond to the trolls or the haters. I don't have time for it.
When will they learn that no one cares?
I really don't care. I don't care if they learn. I don't care when. It doesn't matter to me.
No one cares.
So, but this video yesterday, Sal, it was, I don't know if it was an ABC, NBC, or CBS affiliate, or Fox, I guess, for that matter. I don't know who it was, but there was a newscast duo a man and a woman in Philadelphia, like the afternoon news kind of deal. I guess they just finished up the weather. And they're like, yeah, and by the way, you know, for all our Knicks fans and our Knicks friends who are getting ready to come into the great city of Philadelphia, make yourself at home. You know, please wear your Knicks gear. We kindly welcome, you know, invaders into our town, right? Like some tough guy. Like, the guy looked like a complete dweeb tool, right? And then he ends it with, he's like, yeah, you know what? We're so hospitable. Maybe we'll even offer you a nice friendly sandwich. And I'm thinking, all right, here comes the corny cheesesteak sandwich. No, he goes, how about a knuckle sandwich?
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
A knuckle sandwich? 97 years old? A knuckle sandwich, like a couple of guys in World War II getting ready to throw down at the latrine? A knuckle sandwich.
Oh, my God.
Now, who the hell says that?
Philly is just, you know,
get lost. Get back in your hole.
Yeah, one thing I've learned through this, and maybe I should have known this, but I didn't pay that much attention to it. I thought Philly was better than this. Philly is
pathetic, dude.
Soft.
Please beg and come watch our team, support our team. Don't let the Knicks fans infiltrate our house.
Oh, my God.
Sad.
This was an ugly look for not just the 76ers, the entire city of Philadelphia.
Yep.
And the only thing we could hope is that somebody knocks out the Eagles here. Is that, you know, maybe the Giants could overtake them.
You know, there's neighbors. Yeah. He's open. Danny Jones floats one up.
Yeah, let's not get carried away.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.